Will you please turn to the Gospel according to Matthew?
请翻到马太福音。
Matthew chapter 8.
马太福音第八章。
We'll read from verse 18.
我们从第十八节读起。
To verse 23.
到第二十三节。
Matthew chapter 8.Verse 18.
马太福音第八章第十八节。
And Jesus, seeing great crowds around him, commanded to depart to the other side. And a scribe came up and said to him, Teacher, I will follow thee whithersoever thou mayest go. And Jesus says to him,The foxes have holes, and the birds of the heaven roost in places. But the Son of Man has not where he may lay his head. But another of his disciples said to him, Lord, suffer me first to go away and bury my father. But Jesus said to him, Follow me, and leave the dead to bury their own dead. And he went on board ship, and his disciples followed him.
马太福音第八章第十八节到第二十三节，耶稣见许多人围着他，就吩咐渡到那边去。有一个文士来对他说：“夫子，你无论往哪里去，我要跟从你。”耶稣说：“狐狸有洞，天上的飞鸟有窝，人子却没有枕头的地方。”又有一个门徒对耶稣说：“主啊，容我先回去埋葬我的父亲。”耶稣说：“任凭死人埋葬他们的死人，你跟从我吧。”耶稣上了船，门徒跟着他。
And then please turn to Luke chapter 9.
请翻到路加福音第九章。
Luke chapter 9 verses 61 and 62.
路加福音第九章第六十一和六十二节。
And another also said, I will follow thee, Lord, but first allow me to bid adieu to those at my house. But Jesus said to him, No one having laid his hand on the plow and looking back is fit for the kingdom of God.
又有一人说主我要跟从你但容我先去辞别我家里的人耶稣说手扶着犁向后看的不配进神的国
And please turn to the Gospel according to John
请翻到约翰福音
We'll read from chapter 6 verse 59
我们从第约翰福音第六章第五十九节开始
through verse 69
第五十九节到第六十九节
These things he said in the synagogue teaching in Capernaum Many therefore of his disciples having heard it said This word is hard Who can hear it? But Jesus knowing in himselfthat his disciples murmur concerning this, said to them, Does this offend you? If then ye see the Son of Man ascending up where he was before, it is the Spirit which quickens. The flesh profits nothing. The words which I have spoken unto you are spirit and are life. And there are some of you who do not believe.For Jesus knew from the beginning who they were who did not believe and who would deliver him up. And he said, Therefore I say unto you that no one can come to me unless it be given to him from the Father. From that time many of his disciples went away back and walked no more with him.Jesus therefore said to the 12, Will ye also go away? Simon Peter answered him, Lord, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of life eternal, and we have believed and known that thou art the Holy One of God.
第五十九节到六十九节，这些话是耶稣在加百农会堂里教训人说的。他的门徒中有好些人听见了，就说这话甚难，谁能听呢？耶稣心里知道门徒为这话议论，就对他们说，这话是叫你们厌弃吗？倘或你们看见人子升到他原来所在之处，怎么样呢？叫人活着的乃是灵，肉体是无益的。我对你们所说的话就是灵，就是生命，只是你们中间有不信的人。耶稣从起头就知道谁不信他，谁要卖他。耶稣又说，所以我对你们说过，若是不是蒙我父的恩赐，没有人能到我这里来。从此他门徒中多有退去的，不再和他同行。耶稣就对那十二个门徒说，你们也要去吗？西门彼得回答说，主啊，你有永生之道，我们还归谁呢？我们已经信了，又知道你是神的圣者。
Let us have a word of prayer.
我们有点祷告。
Dear Lord, we do want to thank thee for giving us another opportunity.
亲爱的主，我们感谢你再给我们一次机会。
That we may gather here together unto thy name.
我们可以一同在你的名下聚集。
Lord, we treasure thy presence more than anything else.
主啊，我们看你的同在为宝贵，比任何都宝贵。
Thou hast promised us, and we know that thou art faithful to what thou hast promised.
主啊，你已经应许了我们，我们知道你对你的应许，你是实现的。
So as we gathered here this morning, we count upon thy faithfulness.
所以主啊，我们今天早上聚集在这里，我们所根据的是你的信实。
Man can do nothing.
人什么都不能做。
But thou art able to do the impossible.
但是你能做不可能的事。
We acknowledge that we are those impossible people.
我们承认我们是那些不可能的人。
But thou art the all possible God.
但是你是完全能的那一位神。
So we come before thee and place ourselves under thy feet.
所以主啊，我们来到你面前，把我们放在你自己的脚前。
Remove anything in us that may hinder thy speaking.
主啊，求你把我们里头任何会拦阻你说话的东西拿掉。
Do.Give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation.
给我们里头一个智慧和启示的灵。
That we may truly know thee.
好让我们真实能够认识你。
For knowing thee is eternal life.
因为认识你就是永生。
Lord, speak to us.
主啊，向我们说话。
Speak to the depths of our heart.
向我们心的深处说话。
Remove all the hindrances that are in us.
把我们中间任何的阻拦都拿去。
Lord, do freely whatever thou want to do.
主啊，你今天要做什么，主你就有自由，完全自由来做。
That thy will may be accomplished.
好让你的旨意能够成就。
And thy glory may be manifested.
好让你的荣耀能够在这里彰显。
We ask in thy precious name.
主啊，我们靠你宝贵的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Thank God for gathering us together this morning.
我们感谢神今天早上聚集我们在一起。
On the one hand, we regret.
一面来说，我们有点遗憾。
Because he hasn't come yet.
因为他还没来。
But on the other hand, we are thankful.
可是另外一方面，我们也感谢他。
Because he knows us.
因为他知道我们。
And he wants us to be ready for him.
他要我们能够准备好。
So with hearts of thankfulness, we gather together this morning.
所以我们是带着一颗感谢的心，我们聚集在他面前。
Our time this morning is still on this matter of discipleship.
我们今天早上的时间，我们仍旧是要提到关于做门徒这件事。
Because recently, I do feel the importance of discipleship.
因为最近我实在觉得做门徒是一个很要紧的事。
For discipleship is not something that we can talk about and then forget about it.
因为做门徒这件事不是我们说说然后忘了就算了。
Discipleship is not only a general call to all believers.
做门徒不是一个对不是一个不但是一个对所有的信徒的一个呼召。
All believers are called to be his disciples.
所有的信徒都被呼召来做他的门徒。
None is accepted.
没有一个人是例外。
And furthermore,
不但如此，
this call of discipleship is a lifelong call.
这个做门徒的呼召是我们一辈子的呼召。
Not that when you first believe in the Lord Jesus,You're called to be his disciple.
不只是说你刚刚信耶稣的时候，你被呼召做他的门徒。
Now you have graduated from it.
好了，现在你就毕业了。
You are no longer his disciples.
你不再是他的门徒了。
You are people's teachers.
你变成别人的教师。
There is no such thing.
没有这回事。
Because according to the word of God,
因为根据神的话，
this call of discipleship is a call lifelong.
这个做门徒的呼召是一辈子的呼召。
We are always disciples of Christ.
我们永远是耶稣基督的门徒。
We are learning and learning and learning Him.
我们学学还要再学他。
Until God's purpose is fulfilled in us.
一直到有一天，神的目的在我们身上，在我们身上的目的被成就。
We have already mentioned the meaning of discipleship.
我们已经提过了做门徒的意义。
What does that call mean?
这个呼召什么意思呢？
When I was first saved,
当我起初得救的时候，
I thought discipleship was a call to serve God.
我以为做门徒是要被呼召来服侍神的。
And in my youthful zeal, I offer myself to him to serve him.
在我年轻的一个热心里头，我把我自己奉献给他，来服侍他。
I did not understand the discipleship is not a call to serve.
我不知道做门徒的呼召不是呼召来侍奉他。
Now of truth,It is true that all who believe in the Lord Jesus must serve the Lord Jesus.
当然，每一个相信耶稣基督的人必须来侍奉耶稣基督。
But before we can serve him,
但是在我们服侍他以前，
there is something more we need to understand.
我们需要了解一个更多的一个东西。
Unless we learn of him,We cannot serve him.
除非我们学他，不然我们就不能服侍他。
Because he is the glorious God.
因为他是最荣耀的神。
Unless we learn of him first.
除非我们先学他。
No one can serve him.
没有人能够侍奉他。
So discipleship is first of all, the Lord said, Come, follow me.And learn of me.
所以做门徒第一个事情就是主说来跟随我学我。
And after you have followed him and learn of him,
当你跟随他而且学他以后，
then you are able to serve him.
然后你才能来服侍他。
And as we are serving him,
当我们服侍他的时候，
We are learning a lot.
我们学很多。
It doesn't mean that after you have finished learning, then you start to serve him.
那不是说你学了他之后呢，你才开始侍奉他。
You serve him as much as you learn him.
你服侍他跟你所学的是一样的。
And as you are serving him, you continue to learn of him.
当你服侍他的时候，你还继续的来学他。
So that is what discipleship is.
所以这个就是做门徒的意义。
So it is not something that you have considered once and then you leave it behind.
所以做门徒这件事情不是说你考虑了一次，想过一次，然后你就不再想他了。
As a matter of fact, the more you learn of him, there is more to learn.
实际上的事情是，你学了他更多，那么你会发觉有更多的要你学的。
To put it in a extreme way.
那我们把它用一个极端的话来说。
Not only today we are learning of him.
不但我们今天学他。
In eternity we continue to learn of him.
在永世里头我们还要继续的来学他。
Because he is the infinite God.
因为他是那个无限的神。
There is no end of him.
他是没有限制。
So our learning him is eternal.
所以我们学他是永远的事。
Now isn't that thrilling?
是不是让我们心里觉得很兴奋的事呢？
It is really a most glorious searching.
这个实在是一个最荣耀的一个追求。
Being such,A holy, on high, and heavenly calling.
这是一个圣洁的，是一个从上面来的一个呼召。
It's bound to be costly.
这因为是这样，所以一定是要出代价。
Because it is not as cheap and small thing.
因为这不是一个便宜的一个小事。
We are called.To be like him.
我们被呼召来像他。
We are called to be conformed to his image.
我们被呼召来磨成他的形象。
It is such a glorious calling.
是一个荣耀的呼召。
And it is costly.
这个是要出代价的。
But before we consider the cost,
但是我们先在我们考虑代价以前
let us first consider the cost that the caller.Has gone through.
我们先要考虑，就是说这一位呼召我们的，他所付的代价。
As we think of our Lord Jesus,
当我们想到我们的主耶稣
，the more we think of him,
我们越想他
，the more we think of what it has cost him,
我们越觉得他所付的代价何等大。
To come to us,
来到我们这里
，to call us,
来呼召我们
，to follow him,
来跟随他。
What a cost!He has paid.
他付了何等的代价。
He who was equal with God.
他这一位与神同等的。
He is God himself.
他是神。
And yet, he emptied himself.
但是他把自己倒空了。
We have no way to understand how much he has emptied himself.
我们不可能知道他所倒空的是什么。
Because he is the fullest.
因为他是一切的丰满。
He is the fullness of the Godhead.
他是神性一切的丰盛。
All you can think of God.
你所有你可以想到的关于神的事。
That is what he is.
那就是他。
And yet, he emptied himself.
但是他把这一切都倒空了。
True, he cannot empty himself of his deity.
当然他不能把他自己的神性来倒掉。
Because this is what he is.
因为这就是他自己。
But he...Emptied everything that is accompanied his deity.
但是跟着他的神性一起来的一切的事情他都倒空了。
He left his glory.
他离开了他的荣耀。
He left his throne.
他离开了他的宝座。
He left his authority.
他离开了他的权柄。
He left everything that is surrounding him.
他离开了一切在他四周围的事情。
And he came into this world.
来到世上。
To be a man.
成为一个人。
not just a man,
不但是一个人
but a man of God's heart,
而是在神心目中的人
because the man of God's heart is having a slave attitude.
因为神心目中的人是有一个奴仆的一个态度
a love slave to God,
他是神的爱奴
who live for God, who serve God.
他为神而活，他侍奉神。
He has no right of his own.
他对自己没有权柄，没有权利。
The only way he asks is, "What is God's will?"
他唯一的问题问的是说，神的旨意在哪里
？And he was so obedient.
他是这样的顺从
，even unto death.
顺从以至于死
，and that the death of the cross.
而且死在十字架上。
That is the cost he paid.
这是他付的代价。
And having paid such tremendous cost,
当付了这么样高的代价以后
he calls us to be his disciples.
他呼召我们做他的门徒。
So then, no matter how it may cost you to be his disciples,
所以不论对于你我来说，要我们出如何的代价来跟随他
it cannot be.More than what he has paid for us.
这没有办法跟他所为我们付的代价相比。
So when we consider the cost of the caller,
因此当我们考虑到这个呼召的人他所付的代价
we will be constrained by the love of Christ.
神的爱就激励我们。
And we will begin to know that it really costs us nothing.
然后我们就知道对于我们来说根本没有付出任何代价
Furthermore
不但如此
What it cost us
那所以要我们所付的代价
Is what is good for us
是对我们有好处的
Because in the calling of discipleship
因为他呼召门徒的时候
If you go to the final analysis
你若是想清楚
You will find it costs yourself
因为到头来你所付的代价是你自己
cost yourself life
是把你自己的生命要付出了
your fallen life
你这个堕落的生命要付出了
and you can realize it is a wonderful release instead of a heavy cost
所以说起来是你真正的多么好的一个释放而不是出了一个很大的代价
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹
if discipleship costs you anything, remember it is worthwhile.
若是做门徒要你出代价，要记得这个代价是值得的。
Because it will transform you from self to Christ.
因为它会改变你，从你自己改变成基督。
Can there be any deliverance?More wonderful than this?
有没有比这个拯救更奇妙的呢
？Now, if we can understand this, that the cost is nothing.
若是我们能够懂得这些的话，我们就知道我们所付的代价不算什么。
And we will gladly pay the cost.
而且我们很高兴，很愿意把这个代价付出。
Furthermore, it is grace that enables us to pay the cost.
不但如此，而且是神的恩典。让我们来愿意付这个代价。
From the beginning to the end of our Christian life, it is grace upon grace.
从我们基督徒的生活，从一开始到最后，都是从恩典到恩典。
So, brothers and sisters,
因此弟兄姊妹
I hope that this will lay a foundation of our whole idea of discipleship.
我盼望这我们刚才所说的，就是我们。做门徒这件事情的一个基础。
Now this morning we would like to go the practical experience of discipleship.
今天早上我们要说一些实际的做门徒的经历。
That is the crisis of discipleship.
我们可以说是一个做门徒的一个危机。
Because when the call of discipleship come upon us,
因为对门徒的呼召来到我们身上的时候
it is a challenge.
对我们来说是一个挑战
And because it is a challenge
因为是一个挑战
It creates a cross a crisis in our life.
在我们的生活里面，生命里面就造成为一个危机。
As you look back to the beginning of your Christian life.
当我们回头看我们基督徒生活的生命的开始。
If the time when you are saved is somewhat drastic.
若是说你被得救的时候是一个很一个极大的转机。
If you are deeply under the sense of sin,
那个时候，若是你那个时候真正是里头有一个感觉是罪的感觉。
When I was young,
当我年轻的时候。
I came from a Christian family.
我是从一个基督徒家庭出来的。
And from outward appearance, I was not a bad boy.
从外表来看，我不是一个坏孩子。
I was friendly with everybody.
我对所有的人都很和善。
And so I thought that comparing with the people in the world, I'm so much better.
所以我想跟世界上一般人来比，我是比他们好多了。
Even though mentally I know Jesus is the savior of sinners.
虽然我头脑里知道耶稣是罪人的救主。
And I do hope that Christ will save sinners.
我是也希望这基督能够救罪人。
But I'm an exception.
但是我不是那个罪人。
Because I'm good.
因为我是个好人。
Let him save those who are needy.
让他来救那些不好的人。
I don't need any savior.
我不需要救主。
Now, that was my attitude before I was saved.
当我得救以前，这就是我的态度。
But God had a way to deal with me.
但是神有办法来对付我。
And so somehow the Lord permit me to go through a kind of event.
所以那个时候主就让我经过了一件事。
I was sick unto death.
我生病了，几乎要死。
Almost dying.
几乎要死。
Humanly speaking, no hope.
就人说没有盼望了。
And I was young, I didn't want to die.
我那时候年轻，我不要死。
So I prayed.
所以我祷告。
Ask God to save me.
我求神来救我。
And of course, my family and friends pray for me.
当然，我的家庭、我的朋友来都为我祷告。
Now after I few months, I recovered.
几个月以后，我好了。
Then I had a natural thinking.
那我有一个自然的想法。
God cured me and saved me.
就是神医治了我，而且救了我。
I want to do something to repay his kindness.
那我要做一点事情来报答他。
So I began to be active in Christian service.
所以我就开始在基督教的这个侍奉的中间呢，我就变成很活跃。
As a matter of fact, I led prayer meeting before I was saved.
其实呢，在我还没有得救以前呢，我就带领这个祷告聚会。
I even preached before I was saved.
在我得救以前呢，我就在这里讲道。
But I prayed with materials I gathered from books.
但是我祷告是凭什么呢？凭我从书里面看的东西。
And I preached with what I read other preachers said.
我讲什么道呢？我讲别的人讲过的道。
I think I was repaying God.
我想我是来做点事情报答神。
But thank God.
感谢神。
As I was trying to serve him,
当我想要这样的来侍奉他的时候，
a sense of sinfulness came upon me.
那我这个里面犯罪的感觉呢，就来到我里头。
Nobody talked to me directly.
没有人直接跟我说这些话。
People thought I was a good Christian.
那别人说我是一个好基督徒。
But the Holy Spirit began to work in me.
但是圣灵开始在我里头工作。
I could not explain it.
我没办法解释。
But I did feel that from the but from my head to the bottom of my life, it's all sins.
可是我实在是觉得，从我的头顶到我的脚下，都是充满了罪。
The sense of sin is so heavy upon me.
就是对于这个罪的感觉，在我里面是这么样的深。
Sometimes I sat there alone as a young person crying.
我是一个年轻人，有时候我就坐在那里哭。
I want to be saved.
我要得救。
I need to be saved.
我需要得救。
But I couldn't be saved.
但是我没有办法被，没有办法得
救。For a whole year, I searched earnestly.
整个一年我在那里寻求。
At that time, there was great preachers coming to Shanghai.
在那个时候，有很多很伟大的传道人到上海来。
And they preached in my father's church.
他们在我父亲的那个教会里面，在那里
I heard them.
传道，我听见了。
I was touched.
我也被摸着了。
I went to the altar many times.
我到了那个前面好几次。
I wept before the God.
我在主面前哭泣。
But afterwards, nothing.
但是过了之后，什么都没有。
For whole year, I was searching.
整个一年的时间，我在那里寻求。
I want to be saved.
我要得救。
And by the grace of God.
但是靠神的恩典。
After whole year of searching,
一年的寻求。
God found me.
主。神在那里找到了我。
So when I was saved,
所以当我得救的时候
，and the preacher said,
那个传道人说
，offer yourself to God,
来把自己奉献给神
，and serve Him,
来侍奉他。
Now of course I was ready,
当然我准备好了。
So I offer myself to God,
所以我奉献自己给神。
To go to Mongolia,
到蒙古去。
I never been to Mongolia,
我到现在从来没去过蒙古。
I was serving God in my own way.
我要靠着我自己的办法来侍奉神。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹
，At that time，
那个时候
，I didn't consider any cost。
我那个时候从来没有计算过代价。
I was so touched by the mercies of God。
神的怜悯摸到我里面。
Whatever God wanted me to do, I was ready.
神要我做什么，我都已经准备好了。
I didn't count the cost at all。
我没有计算代价。
Isn't it true?
是不是这样呢？
That probably with a number of you,
可能在我们中间有一些人。
That's the way you began.
这是我们怎么开始的。
You never considered the cost of discipleship.
你从来没有计算过做门徒的代价。
Because at that time,
因为那个时候
your eyes were upon the Lord.
你的眼睛是看着主的。
Not upon yourself.
没有看见自己。
Now, if this can go on forever, that's fine.
那若是一直都是这样的话，那很蛮好。
But unfortunately,
但是不幸的是
，very quickly we drop from third heaven.
我们很快的从三层天掉下来。
And we began to realize we are what we were.
我们就发觉我们跟我们当初是一样。
But it was at that time.
可是就是那个时候。
That the problem of cost began in our life.
这个代价这件事情在我们身上开始做事了。
When our first love gets colder,
当我们第一个起初的爱冷下来的时候
，then this matter of cost began to be a problem.
这个代价这件事情开始成为一个问题。
Why?
为什么
？It is because God is faithful.
为什么呢？因为神是信实的。
He gave us the Holy Spirit.
他给了我们圣灵。
And the Holy Spirit who dwells in us.
圣灵住在我们里头。
He is faithful to his mission.
他对他要来做什么是信实的。
Because his mission is to transform us from ourselves to Christ.
因为他的使命是要把我们从我们自己转变成基督。
So he has to deal with us.
因此他必须要在我们身上对付我们。
He has to show us where is we are wrong.
他要告诉我们我们在哪里错了。
Well, what are the things that we need to be delivered from?
那有一些什么事情我们仍旧需要被拯救出来。
Many things we have to drop.
许多事情我们要丢掉。
And many things we have to get.
许多事情我们要拿起来。
The Holy Spirit is so faithful.
圣灵是这么样的忠心
，and he is so tender，
他也是这么样的温柔。
Because he would deal with us according to his wisdom.
因为他是根据他自己的智慧来对付我们。
He will not come at once with something big.
他不会说是一下来到我们身上很重的打到我们身上。
Because if that's the case, we would draw back right away.
因为若是那样的话，我们马上就退后了。
He usually will first deal with us in something tiny.
他用会先在一个小事上来跟我们有点对付。
He would deal with us with some of our habits.
那尤其或是关于我们的习惯。
Maybe before you believe in the Lord Jesus.
或许当你信耶稣以前。
You have some habit.
你有一些习惯。
You will be surprised.
你会很奇怪。
I was a preacher's boy.
我是一个传道人的儿子。
But what was my habit?
我的习惯是什么呢？
My habit was cinema.
我的习惯是看电影。
Every morning when the newspaper comesThe first page I turn to is what are the movies?
每天早上当看到那个报纸的时候，我第一个事情要看的就那天的电影。
And at that time, I have a friend who owned a movie, whose family owned a movie theater.
我有个朋友，他的家开了一个电影院。
So I can go and see movie without paying.
所以我去看电影不要钱的。
That was my habit.
那是我的习惯。
I spent lots of time in the theaters.
所以那个时候我在电影院花了很多时间。
I almost like to be a movie star.
我那个时候想做个电影明星。
But after I was saved.
一直到那个后来我得救了。
I still go to movie.
我得救了，我之后仍旧去电影院。
But think of that.
但是想到。
I dare not go to movie to see movie on Sunday.
但是我礼拜天我不敢去。
All my life I did it only once.
那在我一生里面，礼拜天我去看电影就那么一次。
Because I'm a Christian.
因为我现在是基督徒了。
So on Sunday is sacred.
所以主日呢是圣日。
But I was still going to the movie.
但是我仍旧去看电影。
Nobody talked to me.
没有人跟我讲什么。
But somehow I felt uneasy.
但是里头慢慢觉得不自在。
The Holy Spirit is working in me.
圣灵在我里头工作。
Do you think it is the right thing for right place to go?
你想想，你是不是该去那里呢？
Whom are you supporting?
你在那里，你帮谁呢？
What are you doing?
你在那是干什么呢？
So finally I told myself.
所以我后来我就告诉我自己。
I will only go to see good movies.
我只去看那些好的电影。
Religious movies.
尤其是这宗教性的电影。
That should be alright.
宗教性电影应该可以吧。
But as I go to see religious movies.
可是当我去看这宗教性电影的时候。
I saw religious movies of such.Bad things.
那我看的宗教性的电影也是这些不好的，是坏的。
So finally, I told myself.
最后我跟我自己说。
I will try not to go to theater.
那我要试试看，不去看电影。
But I dare not tell people.
可是我不敢跟人说。
Because I was not sure of myself.
因为我不晓得我到底是不是仍旧会去看电影。
For several months, I didn't go to any theater.
有好几个月我没有去任何的电影院。
That was quite an accomplishment.
No, 那真是蛮好的成绩。
But unfortunately,
可是不幸的是
，One day,
有一天
，A religious movie coming to Shanghai.
有一个宗教性的电影到了上海。
And people sent tickets to my family.
有人呢就把这个电影票送到我家。
Now it really is a challenge to me.
那对我来讲实在是个挑战。
I want to go.
我一定要去看。
It's a religious movie.
因为这是一个宗教性的电影。
What's wrong with that?
有什么错呢？
So I went.
所以我去了。
After a few months of absence, I was present again.
所以我好几个月都没去，现在去了。
But what happened to me?
那我在我身上发生的事情。
During that 2 hours,
两个小时之间。
I was looking at the movie.
我看着那个电影。
I was fighting in myself.
在我里面一直在打仗。
That's not the place you should be.
这不是你该在的地方。
And I hope that the movie will stop.
我盼望这个电影能够停了。
So I can leave.
我就可以出去了。
But I would be, but I was still sitting there looking.
可是我在那，人就在那里看。
For 2 hours, there was fighting within me.
在两个钟头中间，我里头一直是打仗。
And when I step out of the theater,
当我从电影院里出来的时候
，That's the end of it.
那就以后再不去了。
God has delivered me.
主把我从里头带出来。
Thank God for that.
感谢神。
He delivered me from what where I shouldn't be.
他把我从我不该在的地方带出来。
Later on, my aunt one day told me.
那以后呢？我的有一天，我的姑妈跟我讲
，You are such a young man.
你是这么一个年轻人。
Go to see some movie.
你去看看电影吧。
I will give you the money to do that.
我给你钱去买票。
You know what is my heart answer?
你知道我心里面怎么回答呢
？I said you don't know what I have.
你不知道我里头有的。
There is something that satisfies me.
里头有个东西满足了我。
More than Movie could.
远比电影能够满足。
Thank God for His deliverance.
感谢神，他拯救了我。
So you find that in the beginning, the Holy Spirit will deal with you with some small things.
所以你看，在开始的时候，圣灵要在一些小事上来对付我们。
Maybe something you like.
可能是一些你所喜欢的事。
And maybe the Lord said, "Now give it up."
可能主说你要把这件事放弃。
Or maybe your habit of boasting.
说不定你喜欢吹牛
exaggerating
你喜欢夸张
maybe telling some white lie
你喜欢说漂亮的谎话
then you find the Holy Spirit is working in you
你就发觉圣灵在里头做事
He is dealing with these small things
他在这些小事上来对付你
That is to begin with
那是刚开始
And then he will proveDeeper and deeper.
那然后他就越走越深，越走越深。
He will begin to prove with your speech.
他开始，他慢慢就开始对你所说的话呢有要求了。
He will begin to prove with your friendship.
他慢慢开始呢就碰到你的交的朋友。
He will begin to prove even with your mind.
他慢慢开始呢就你想的事情呢他要碰了。
And he will deal with you with the matter of the world.The matter of the world.
他会关于这个世界的这件事情上来对付你。
Even the way you dress yourself.
你穿衣服。
Is it convenient for a Christian?
你这件事情对基督徒来讲是不是对呢
？I can tell you stories about that.
我有许多许多的事情可以说。
How sisters are challenged even with this matter of dress.
那作为一个姊妹，关于穿衣服这件事情就被挑战了。
With matter of friendship，
那这个关于做朋友、交朋友
，and the world，
关于世界
，and from the world to your flesh，
那
from the world to your flesh，
哦，从关于世界的事情碰了，那现在碰你肉体的事情。
The lust of your eye。
你的眼目的情欲
，the lust of your flesh，
的肉体的情欲
，and the pride of life，
今生的骄傲
，and not only deal with your flesh，
那不管不只是对付到你的肉体
，he will deal with your self life，
那而且开始对付到你自己的己生命
，you yourself，
你自己
，so you find our Lord Jesus said。
所以你看见我们的主耶稣说
，Unless you deny yourself，
若不是你舍己
，Take up your cross and follow me，
背起你的十字架来跟随我
，You cannot be my disciple，
你不能做我的门徒
，Brothers and sisters，
弟兄姊妹
，The cost of discipleship is absolute，
做门徒的代价是绝对的
，But thank God，
但感谢神
，The grace of God。Will lead you to pay the cost.
神的恩典会带领你来付这个代价。
What is impossible with man is possible with God.
在人不能的，在神没有难成的事。
You know, after you answer the call of discipleship,
当你回应了这个做门徒的呼召，
the Holy Spirit will begin to work in your life.
圣灵就开始在你的生活里面做事。
As the Bible said,
那圣经所说的
The anointing within you will teach you in all things.
膏油在你的里面要凡事教导你。
He will teach you small things.
他在小事上
And great big things.
小事上教导你，大事上也教导你。
Now, often we think that in big things we need to inquire God.
所以我们常常想，在大事上我们需要求问神。
In small things, liberty.
在小事上就听我的。
I know what to do.
我知道要干嘛。
But no,
不是的。
The Holy Spirit will teach you not only big things, but also small things.
圣灵要教导你，不但是大事，而且是小事。
If you are faithful to small things, He will give you bigger things.
就是你在小事上忠心，他就给你大的事情。
If you are not faithful in small things,
你若是不在小事上忠心，
you are not able to be faithful.In bigger things.
那在大的事情上你也没有办法忠心。
So you find the Holy Spirit, He is so faithful.
所以你发觉圣灵是这么样的忠心。
From the day you are saved,
从我们得救的那一天
until the day you see the Lord,
一直到我们见主的那一天
He will continue to work in us.
他继续的要在我们里头工作。
He will never, any moment, any day,That he will stop working.
他不会在任何一天任何一刻停止他的工作。
Because the Bible says he is in you and he will never leave you.
因为圣经告诉我们他在我们里面而且绝不离开我们。
We want to thank God for the Holy Spirit.
我们要谢谢神关于圣灵。
Because without him, what can we do?
因为若不是圣灵我们能做什么呢？
How can we be transformed and conformed to the image of Christ?
我们怎么能够被改变怎么能够被磨成基督的形象呢？
This is his work.
这是他的工作。
Now how does he do such a work?
他怎么样做这个工作呢？
Mainly in two ways.
基本上是两件事。
Either it is through the revelation of the Holy Spirit.
那一面呢是根据圣灵给我们的启示。
Or with the discipline of the Holy Spirit.
另外一面呢是圣灵给我们的管教。
The Holy Spirit will shed His light upon us.
圣灵会把神的光照到我们里头。
Because God is light.
因为神是光。
If we walk in the light,
若是我们在行在光中，
as God is in the light,
好像神自己是光。
We have fellowship with one another.
我们彼此交通。
And the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses from all our sins.
耶稣基督的血就洗净我们一切的罪。
So, brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹，
God will reveal Himself to us.
神会把他自己启示在我们里面。
Now it is true.
当然，
So far as experience goes,
就我们的经历来说，
Great revelations may come to us once or a few times.
那大的启示呢，来到我们里面呢，可能是一次。可能是几次。
And when it comes, it revolutionizes our life.
当这样的启示来到我们身上，就把我们的生活全部改变了。
But small revelations come all the time.
但是那个小的启示，随时都会来到我们身上。
And if we are faithful to small revelations,
若是我们对小的这个启示上忠心，
we cannot be faithful in bigger.
就是我们不对小的启示中心，我们也不能够对大的启示中心。
Now, maybe a word of caution should be here.
所以这里我应该说一些我们需要注意的。
There is no more revelation outside of the Bible.
在圣经之外没有启示。
Because all the revelations that God will give to man are in this Bible.
因为神要给人的一切的启示都在圣经里面。
So no one can say I receive a new revelation extra from the Bible.
所以没有人能说我在圣经之外有一个新的启示。
Now if anyone claims it,
若是任何人这么说，
It is the spirit of the Antichrist.
这是敌基督的灵。
But that doesn't mean that we have no revelation anymore.
但是这不是说我们不再有启示了。
The Bible is the revelation of God.
圣经是神的启示。
Full revelation of God.
是全部的启示。
But as we study the Bible,
但是当我们在读圣经的时候，
the Holy Spirit would enlighten the Bible and make it living and operative.
圣灵在这里照亮圣经，让它在我们的里面成为活的经历。
Because when we read the Bible,
因为当我们读圣经的时候，
we are in touch with the letter of the Bible.
我们是碰见了那个圣经里面的话。
We store the knowledge of the word in our mind.
我们把圣经里面的话存在我们的脑子里。
But,It doesn't really affect our life.
但是它不实在还没有影响到我们的生活。
Not only, not until the Holy Spirit sheds His light on that passage.
只等到圣灵把光照在那一段话上。
And it becomes something personal and living to you.
那对你来说，现在成为一个个人的，成为一个活的东西。
Then it will operate.And will affect your life.
然后他就在这里起作用，影响了你的生活。
So the Lord Jesus says, "My words are life and spirit."
所以主耶稣说，我的话就是灵，就是生命。
His word is more than letters.
他的话是不但是字句。
Because letter alone kills.
因为字句的本身是杀死的。
Is it not true when you read the Bible?
是不是呢？当你读圣经的时候，
you find the word of the Bible condemns you.
你发觉圣经里面的话定罪你。
Because it kills you.
因为它是杀死的。
But when the Holy Spirit enlightens it to you.
但是当圣灵为你把这件事情照亮的时候，
He speaks the second time.
他第二次说在你心里。
The first time becomes the Bible.
第一次是圣经的话。
The second time become your experience.
第二次成为你的经历。
So the word become living and operative.
所以这个话就成为活的，而且是有功效的。
It works.
它真是有用的。
It is life.
成为生命。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹。
Now that is the way that we come to know the will of God.
这就是我们怎么样能够知道神的旨意。
Through revelation.
是从他的启示里。
There is another way.
还有另外一个方法。
And the other way the Holy Spirit works is more outside.
另外一个方法就是圣灵所做的事呢，是 好像是在外头。
You know, we who believe in the Lord Jesus.
你知道我们这些相信主耶稣的人。
Nothing happens to us without God's will.
若是神的旨意不在那里，这件事情不会临到我们身上。
With Christian, there is no such thing as by chance.
对基督徒来说，没有一件事情是偶然的。
Now this does not apply to unbelievers.
对于没有信主的人说，这句话不应用在他们身上。
But we who are redeemed of the Lord.
但是我们被主所救赎的。
He loves us so much.
他这样爱我们。
He cares for us so much.
他这样的顾念我们。
He will not allow anything to happen to us without His permission.
他不让任何他不同意的事情临到我们身上。
It is either by His direct will or by His permissive will.
这事情来到我们身上，要不然就是他的直接的旨意。要不然就是他所允许的。
And so you remember the Lord said, even the number your hairs are numbered.
我们主说，你头上的头发都数过的。
We do not know how many hairs we have.
我们不知道我们头上头发有多少。
But the Lord not only know the numbers of your hair, but every hair is numbered.
那神，我们的主不但知道我们头上总共的头发有多少，因为每一根头发。都带上了一个记号，带上了一个数目。
This morning when you are combing your hair,
今天早上你梳头，
a few hairs fell.
有几根头发掉了。
The Lord knows what are their numbers.
主都知道你们那个掉的是哪几根。
Now, can anyone take care of you more than that?
有没有人照顾你是比这个更仔细？
Nothing happened by chance.
没有一件事情是是偶然临到我们身上。
The Holy Spirit is the one who arranges our happenings.
圣灵就让我们安排我们四周所发生的每一件事。
Whom are you with?
你跟谁在一起？
What will happen?
会发生什么事？
Everything, every moment.
每一件事，每一个时刻。
Your whole life.
你的一生。
Is under the arrangement of the Holy Spirit.
是圣灵在那里，在帮你，在那里掌管。
You don't arrange your own relationship.
是他安排，不是你在那里安排。
That you should be born to a certain family.
就是你在，你从那个，你是那一家里面生出来的。
God.Orders it.
是，这是神的意思。
You cannot choose your siblings.
你不能够选择你的哥哥弟弟。
You cannot choose your people who are in contact with you.
你不能够选择你今天明天碰到了谁。
God arranges everything.
这是神所安排的。
That's true.
是真的。
Because of that, you get many crosses.
因为这个缘故，所以你有许多的十字架。
Because everyone is I.
因为每个人都说我
，No two eyes，
没有两个我
，Can I think together？
能够看同样一件事情。
So you find that people are your crosses。
你发觉人，别人是你的十字架。
Not realizing you are their crosses。
可是你不晓得你自己是别人的十字架。
So try to create less cross for other people。
所以啊，我们不要让自己成为。太多成为别人的十字架。
The Holy Spirit arranges your crosses.
这圣灵在安排你所接触到的十字架。
This we call the discipline of the Holy Spirit.
这个我们说就是圣灵在我们身上的管教。
He used discipline to disciple us.
他用管教来使我们成为门徒。
Discipleship cannot be separated from discipline.
做门徒不能和管教这件事情分开的。
We don't like discipline.
我们不喜欢管教。
We can change it to another word.
我们想要用个别的话来说。
In Hebrews 12 is chastening.
那希伯来的文说，我们希伯来文说是
管教。We don't like 管教。
We don't like 管教。
So.Chastening in Greek original is child training.
那个管教这件事情在希腊文的原文是管小孩。
You train your child.
你训练你的小孩。
Why do you train your child?
你为什么要训练你的孩子？
Because your child's natural life is wild.
因为你的孩子那个天生来说是蛮野的。
And if you let that wildlife develop by itself, what will happen?
你若是让那个野孩子的野性啊继续的发展，到后来成什么样的
？Wild as an animal.
那就像野兽一样的野。
So brothers and sisters.
所以弟兄姊妹。
No father will not discipline his son.
没有一个父亲不来管教他的儿子。
Unfortunately, many fathers discipline other people's son.And not their own son.
可是不幸的，很多做父亲的他呢，管教别人的孩子，而不管教自己的孩子。
Now, if a child is not disciplined,
若是一个孩子不被管教
，he will not grow up to manhood and womanhood.
他没有办法成为一个长大的男人或者女人。
This is the problem today.
这是我们今天的看到的问题。
Now, if our earthly father Discipline us.
若是我们世上的父亲这样管教我们
，for our good，
为我们的好处。
How much more our heavenly Father, when He disciplines us, He is for our holiness.
那我们天上的父亲，当他管教我们，他多么的是为了要我们成为圣洁。
That we may be partakers of His divine nature.
好让我们在他的圣洁的性情里头有份。
So brothers and sisters.
所以弟兄姊妹。
We must ask one question.
我们必须问一个问题。
In your Christian life,
在你基督徒的生活里
，How much dealing have you with the Lord?
主 在你身上有多少的对付。
How much he deals with us and how much you deal with him.
就是他有多少对付你，你有多少对付他。
How much crisis you have gone through.
你经过了多少次的危机。
And you yield to him.
而你在那里降服在他底下。
This is the only way to grow.
这是唯一生长的办法。
This is the way of transformation.
这是让我们改变的途径。
This is according to the will of God.
这是根据圣经的话。
So if you escape the cross,
所以你若是要逃避十字架，
you escape growth.
你就逃避生长。
You remain as babes in Christ.
你就一直停留在主里面做婴孩。
You fail to fulfill the purpose of God.
你就没有办法来实现神在你身上的旨意。
So these two ways of the Holy Spirit.
所以圣灵的这两个方法。
Revelation and discipline.
启示和管教。
Go through our whole life.
在我们一生里面要跟我们走。
And the more you receive light from God.
我们从神那里得到更多的光。
The more you're able to surrender to his discipline.
你就更能够把自己降服在他的管教底下。
The quicker you grow in Christ.
你就在基督里头能够长得更快。
So that is the mercy of God.
所以这是神的怜悯。
So brothers and sisters.
所以弟兄姊妹。
If we go into our own experience.
我们回到我们自己的经验里。
Our experiences are all different.
我们每个人的经历不一样。
But the principles are all the same.
但是原则都是一样的。
So let us use the scripture and try to illustrate them.
所以让我们从圣经里面来看看，来把这件事情说
明。You remember in Matthew chapter 8.
你记得在马太福音第八章。
There were great crowds following the Lord.
一群众在这里来跟随耶稣。
And strangely,
但是很奇妙的。
Whenever great crowds follow the Lord,
每一次当群众在那里要跟随耶稣，
either the Lord will send them away,
要不然主呢就打发他们走，
or he will go away,
要不然他自己就走，
because he is not for multitudes,
因为他对群众没有兴趣，
he is for quality,
他是在这里要找一个。
So when great crowds followed him,
因此当许多人在这 拥挤在他旁边的时候，
heTook a boat and sailed away.
他上了一个小船，到别处去了。
Then a scribe came.
那这个文士来了。
He said, "I want to follow you."
文士说，我要跟随你。
Wherever you go, I will go with you.
无论你到哪里去，我都要跟随你。
And what did the Lord said?
主说什么呢？
The foxes have holes.
这狐狸有洞。
The birds have nesting place.
飞鸟有巢。
But the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head.
人子却没有枕头的地方。
Why?
为什么？
Because he is a scribe.
因为那个人是一个文士。
Now a scribe at that time was one who copied the Bible and studied the Bible and teach the Bible.
那个因为文士那个时候他抄圣经，他读圣经，他也教圣经。
And you remember even at the end of the Sermon on the Mount.
那我们记得在山上教训的最后。
Our Lord Jesus taught, not like the scribes.
是我们的主教导不像文士教导。
Because he had authority.
因为我们的主有权柄。
In other words, the scribes knows a lot.
换句话说，这个文士他们知道很多。
They aim at teaching.
他们的目的是在那里是要教。
They study and they teach others.
他学，然后他教别人。
But this scribe,
但是这一位文士
when he listened to the Lord,
当他听见主耶稣讲话
he could see the difference.
他在这里看见
that the Lord teaches with authority.
他知道我们的主在这里教是有权柄的。
His words are life and spirit.
他的话是灵，是生命。
It's different from the teaching of the scribe.
是跟文士所教的不一样。
So he wants to learn more of the Lord.
所以他想要从主那里多学习。
So he offered himself and said, "I want to follow you."
所以他跟主说， 我愿意来跟随你。
Wherever you go, I will go.
你无论到哪里去，我都要跟随你。
But the Lord knows him.
但是主知道他。
The Lord knows that what he wants is more teaching.
他知道他所要的是更多的教导。
That we may be perfect.
好让我们能够得完全。
And like Nicodemus that night came to the Lord.
好像那天晚上尼哥底母来见耶稣。
They want teaching.
他们所要的是教导。
But the Lord said,
但是主说
it is not teaching.
这不是教导。
It is life.
这是生命。
Do you know what kind of life I live?
你知道我所过的生活是怎样的生活？
My kind of life even lower than the fox and the birds.
我的生活比狐狸比鸟都还不如。
Are you able to do that?
你能吗？
So brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹，
if we only seek for teaching,
就是我们只要在这里要找教导
，good teaching，
好的教导
，better teaching，
更好的教导
，new teaching，
新的教导
，brothers and sisters，
弟兄姊妹
，we cannot follow the Lord，
我们不能跟随耶稣。
If we want life，
若是我们要生命
，then we can follow the Lord，
那我们可以跟随我们的主。
And then you find a disciple came。
那然后就看见一个门徒来了。
He is already a disciple.
他已经是门徒了。
He is already following the Lord.
他已经在这里跟随主了。
But he said, Lord.
但是他说主啊。
There is something more important than follow you now.
有一件事情比跟随你更重要。
I have to go and bury my father.
我需要回去埋葬我的父亲。
Now it doesn't mean the father has already died.
那并不是说那个父亲已经死了。
But the father must be aged.
那父亲已经老了。
So I have a responsibility. I have to see that responsibility is done. Then I will follow you.
那我呢，现在有这一个责任来照顾我的父亲，要等他这个责任尽完了之后，我再来回来跟随你。
And you may find the answer of the Lord absurd.
那你在这里你就看见主耶稣的回答。
Let the dead bury the dead.
是很绝对的，他说让死人来埋葬死人。
You come and follow me.
你来跟随我。
And preach the kingdom of God.
来传讲神国的福音。
In other words,
换句话说
，Here is a disciple.
这里有一个门徒。
He is already following the Lord.
他已经在这里跟随主了。
But he never counted his cost.
他从来没有计算过代价。
So when he began to count the cost,
所以当他开始计算代价的时候
，He found this.Something more important than following the Lord.
而他就找到了一个东西比跟随主更重要。
It is not wrong.
这不错的。
But he didn't put Christ first.
但是他没有把基督放在最第一。
He put his duty first.
他把他的责任放在第一。
And the Lord said,
主说
Let the dead bury the dead.
让死人埋葬死人。
Let the spiritually dead bury the physically dead.
让这个灵里已经死的人来埋葬那个身体死的人。
You are alive.
你现在活着的。
Go and preach the kingdom of God.
你去来传讲神的国。
In other words,
换句话说
you have to put the Lord first.
你必须要把主放在第一。
You cannot put anything above the Lord.
你不能把其他的事情放在主以上。
And then in Luke chapter 9,
在路加福音第九章
there's another case.
另外一个例子
He is one who wants to be a disciple.
这里有一个人他愿意要做门徒
I will follow you.
我要跟随你
But let me go back and say goodbye to all my family.
你让我回去跟我的家人说再见
And the Lord said,
主说
He who has put his hand on the plow and looked back cannot be my disciple.
把手放在犁上，往回头看的，不能做我的门徒。
Cannot come into the kingdom of God.
你不能来到神的国。
In other words,
换句话说
，brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹
，if we follow the Lord,
若是我们跟随主
，we must follow him all the way.
我们必须跟随主到底。
Let nothing deviate us.
不要让我们自己往任何一个别的地方去。
Because only in this way,
只有这样
can you able to follow to the very end.
你才能够 跟随他到底。
Let me use a person to illustrate the way of discipleship.
让我用一个人的故事来说明这个做门徒的路。
It is crisis after crisis.
就是一个危机，然后另外一个危机，然后。
It's a lifelong following.
是一个一辈子的跟随。
I think in the New Testament, the best illustration is Peter.
在新约里面最好的例子就是彼得。
Because Peter came to the Lord very early.
因为彼得很早的时候就来到主面前。
You find in John chapter 1.
那个是在约翰福音第一章。
His brother Andrew led him to Jesus.
他的兄弟安德烈把他带到耶稣的面前。
There was something very strange.
这是一个很奇妙的事。
If Peter is here with us,
若是彼得在我们中间，
Who will be the speaker?
是谁在这里讲呢？
Peter.
一定是彼得在这里讲。
He always takes the first chance.
他总是一有机会他就说话了。
But when you read John 1,
但是当你读约翰福音第一章，
When his brother led him to the Lord,
当他的弟弟，当他的兄弟把他带到主面前。
The Lord look at him.
主看着他。
The word look in Greek is look him up and down.
这个看着 这句话在希腊文是说上下打量他。
In other words, the look of the Lord enter into the very heart of Peter.
换句话说，主耶稣看他是看见他心里面的深处。
The Lord does not look at outward appearance.
主不看我们外面的表，外面 的样子，他看见我们的心。
He said, "You are Simon."
他说你是西门。
But you shall be called Peter.
你要被称为彼得。
Peter was speechless.
彼得没说话。
He accepted the Lord.
他接受。
And then in Matthew chapter 4,
马太福音第四章
，The Lord began to preach.
主在那里开。传道。
And he saw Peter and Andrew, they were casting the net.
他看见彼得、安德烈在那里撒网。
And the Lord said, "Come and follow."
主说来跟随我。
I will make you fishers of men.
我要让你们得人如得鱼。
And what happened?
发生什么事发生了
？They left the boat.
他们就离开他们的船。
They left the net.
离开他们的网。
And follow the Lord.
来跟随主。
So they began to be with the Lord.
他们就开始跟主在一起。
Wherever the Lord went, they went with him.
无论主在哪里，他们都跟着。
They listened to what the Lord said.
他们听主所说的话。
They noticed the way he lived.
他看他的生活。
And while Peter was with the Lord for a while,
当彼得和主在一起一段时候以后，
a crisis followed.
危机就来了。
He found himself unfit.
他就发觉他自己不够格。
This way of life is beyond me.
这样的生活是我没办法够得到的。
I cannot.
我没有办法。
So when our Lord came to his area, Peter's home area,
当主来到他家的附近。
In Luke chapter 5,
路加福音第五章。
You know what he did?
你知道他做了什么呢？
He went back to fish.
他就回去打鱼了。
But the whole night he couldn't get any fish.
一个晚上他打不到鱼。
And the Lord came.
主来了。
Use his boat to preach.
就用他的那个船在那里讲传道。
And after the Lord finished his preaching,
当主说完了。
The Lord wanted to pay the price for using his boat.
主就要因为用了他的船就要付钱。
Because he has gone back.
因为他去打鱼了。
So he cannot count on Peter to let him use the boat freely.
所以主呢就不觉得有这个自由来用来用彼得的船而不付钱。
So he told Peter, launch out the boat, cast the net.
所以他跟彼得说彼得你把船开出去把网撒下去。
And Peter looked at the Lord.
彼得就看着主。
I'm a fisherman.
我是渔人。
What do you know about fishing?
你懂什么打鱼呢？
I have fished for whole night and got nothing.
我整个一个晚打鱼，什么都没打到。
No fish here.
没有鱼。
But because to respect you.
但是因为我要尊重你
，I'll follow you.
所以我就听你的。
Cast the net.
就把网撒下去。
Full of fish.
那就一网的鱼。
When Peter saw that,
当彼得看见
，What happened?
他怎么呢
？He knelt before the Lord and said, "Lord, I'm a sinner."
他说，他就在主面前跪下来说：“主啊，我是个罪人。
”Leave me.
离开我。
I'm unworthy.
我不值得。
In the beginning, Peter thought he could do it.
在开始的时候，彼得觉得我可以做的。
But he found out it's beyond him.
他就发觉这个是不是他能做的。
It is only when we discover we are not able.
一直到我们发觉我们没有办法。
We will not be able to be a lifelong disciple.
那我们就没有办法做成一个一辈子的门徒。
It is only He and His grace that enable us to pay the cost.
只是因为他和他的恩典，让我们能够付代价。
And from that time onward,
就从那个时候开始
，Peter followed the Lord.
彼得就跟随了。
You remember in John chapter 6?
你记得在约翰福音第六章。
After the Lord has used 5 loaves and fishes to feed the 5,000.
当我们的主用五饼二鱼来喂饱了五千人。
And how these people followed him?
这些人都来跟随耶稣。
Follow him because they want physical food.
因为他们跟随耶稣，因为他们要吃粮。
And the Lord began to give them spiritual food.
主就开始要给他们属灵的食粮。
I am the bread of life.
我是生命的粮。
Whoever eat of me and drink of me have eternal life.
喝我的，吃我的有永生。
And in the last day I will raise him up.
最后一天，末日我要把他让他复活。
My flesh is eatable.
我的肉可吃的。
My blood is drinkable.
我的血是可以喝的。
And when people heard these things,
当人听到这个话
，Not only the multitude,
那不但是大家大众
，Many of his disciples said,
那甚至于他有他的一些个门徒说
，This is too hard,
这个太难。
Who can hear it?
谁能听呢
？And the Lord said,
主说
，Do you want to go?
你们也要走吗
？And they left.
一些人走了。
Many of his disciples left.
许多他的门徒都离开了。
So the Lord turned to his 12.
所以主就回头看他自己的门徒。
Do you also want to go?
你们也要离开吗
？If you want to go, go freely.
你若是要走，现在就走。
That's the way of the Lord.
那我们的主是这样的。
And listen to Peter.
你看彼得怎么说
？Peter said, "You have the words of life."
他说，彼得说，你有永生之道。
We have followed you.
我们跟随了你。
Where can we go?
我们可以去别的哪里呢
？You are the Son of God.
你是神的儿子。
In other words,
换句话说
，He began to know the Lord.
他开始知道主了。
And here you find he is settled, as it were, as a disciple.
那这里你就看见他现在定下来了，做门徒。
So brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹
，as we are responding to the call of discipleship,
当我们对于做门徒的呼召有反应的时候
，it doesn't mean that once you respond to the call, it is done.
那不是说你对第一次你有这样一个反应，所有事情都解决了。
You have to learn the lesson.
你还要学功课。
That this is beyond you.
知道这件事情是我不能够达到的。
How can a sinner like me be transformed to be like Christ?
像我这样一个罪人，怎么能够被改变像基督呢
？This is beyond me.
这不是我能做到的。
Impossible with man.
对我来说不可能的。
And only when you come to that point.
一直等到你来到这个 point, 这个点。
and you are not looking for teaching.
你不在这里，你不是寻找
教导。You are looking to the Lord.
你在这里寻找主。
You have the word of life.
主啊，你有永生之道。
You are the Son of God.
你是神的儿子。
You have called me.
你呼召了我。
And you will be responsible for me.
你要在我身上负责任。
It is only then that you are able to stick with the Lord.
一直等到那个时候，你才能够坚定的与主走在一起。
Is it an easy life for Peter from henceforth?
从那个时候开始，对彼得来讲，他的生活是不是很容易呢
？No.
不是的。
It's very difficult.
很难的。
You remember our Lord trained Peter more than any other disciple.
你记得我们的主他训练彼得比训练任何一个其他的门徒都要严厉。
If you remember Matthew chapter 16,
你记得马太福音十六章。
How he confessed the Lord Jesus.
彼得在那里说你说我们的主耶稣。
You are the Christ, the Son of the living God.
你是基督是永生神的儿子。
He was lifted up to the third heaven.
他自己被带到了三层天。
And when the Lord said, "I'm going to Jerusalem,"
当主说我要到耶路撒冷去
，I will be killed.
我会在那里被杀。
But on the third day, I will rise again.
第三天我复活。
What did Peter do?
彼得怎么说呢
？Took hold of the Lord.
彼得抓住了主。
Shook him up.
来摇了他。
Never.
绝不，你不能。
This shouldn't happen to you.
这些事情不会发生在你身上。
Was he mindful of the Lord?
是他在那里是。考虑我们的主呢
？Or he mindful of himself？
还是他考虑他自己
？If you go to the cross, where will I go？
若是你上十字架，那我呢
？Don't go。
所以你不要去十字架。
Because I don't want to go。
因为我不要上，愿意上十字架。
And the Lord turned around and Satan, get behind me。
那我们主就把身子回来，对着彼得说：“说是撒旦，你退到我后面。
”You're mindful of man, but not of God。
你在只考虑人，你不考虑主神。
The Lord dealt with Peter most severely.
他我们的主来对付彼得最严厉。
But Peter could take it.
但是彼得可以接受。
And again, again.
一次一次。
If you read on.
若是你继续读下去。
In chapter 17.
在第十七章。
On the Mount of Transfiguration.
在那个变化山上。
He again offered his opinion.
那彼得在那里又有意见。
And God cut him off.
那神就在那里就把他。
And when the tax gatherer came, tax.
哦，当那个收税的人来。
Does he collect the temple tax?
他来收那个殿税。
And asked Peter, will your master pay temple tax?
那问彼得说是你的主人有没有付这个丁税这个殿税
？Oh, Peter said yes.
彼得说付了。
So he went in, tried to tell the Lord to pay the tax.
他就回去跟我们主说要来付税。
And the Lord asked him first.
主就先问他
，Whom the king will gather tax?
这国王是从谁那里收税呢
？People or his own sons?
是跟他的儿子收税呢，还是跟人民收税
？Now Peter know enough.Oh, of course, the people, not the sons.
那彼得他就想到了，当然国王是跟百姓收税，国王不是跟他儿子收税。
Then the Lord said, "I can be spared."
那主说我不必交这个税的。
But to help Peter.
但是为了要帮助彼得。
I will pay for you and for me too.
他说我就为你付税，我也为我付税。
Go and fish.
他说你去打鱼吧，你去钓鱼吧。
The first fish that came up, there will be a shekel.
那第一条鱼钓起来，里头就有一块银子。
Pay for you and for me。
那这个银子呢，帮你付税，也帮我付税。
Now Peter, fisherman, is casting nets。
那彼得呢，他是一个撒网的渔夫。
He is not patient enough to hook a fish。
他对于钓鱼呢，没有这个没有那个耐心。
Isn't that wonderful that Peter went and sat there?
那你看是不是很有意思？彼得在那里去钓鱼了。
And what was he thinking?
那他钓了什么呢
？Finally got the fish.
那就钓了这个鱼。
He learned a lesson.
他就学了一个功课。
And further on, you find more lessons he had to learn.
那往下他也学了更多的功课。
Oh, when you come to Matthew 26.
当我们来到马太福音二十六章。
You find the Lord said you will all be scattered.
主说你们都会走散了。
Peter said not me.
彼得说我不会。
I'm stick with you.
我是一直跟你到底。
I will go with you today.
要死我要死跟你一起。
And the Lord said.
主说。
Before the cock crows twice.
鸡叫第二声以前。
You will deny me.
你就会否认我。
Peter said, "Oh no, never."
彼得说，我绝不会否认你。
And he did.
他就否认了。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹
，What dealing the Lord has dealt with Peter?
我们的主有多么的严厉来对付彼得。
After he denied the Lord, he went out weeping.
他在那里否认了主，他就出去哭了。
He thought it was the end.
他觉得没有了。
Thank God.When our Lord was resurrected from the dead,
感谢神，当我们的主复活以后
，He sent a message.
他就要人带个信。
Go to tell my disciples.
你去跟我的门徒们说。
And Peter.
还有彼得。
That restored him.
这是主说。
And brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹。
When he's fully restored, fully restored.
当你被挽回的时候。
Look at Pentecost.
来看。这个在五旬节。
Look at how the Lord used him to open the gospel to the Gentiles.
你看我们主怎么用彼得来把那个把那个福音向所有外邦人来打开。
But was he perfect?
那他是不是完全的人呢
？No.
还不是。
There is still Simon in him.
还有他里头仍旧有西门在里头。
In Galatians chapter 2.
加拉太书第二章
Paul, his junior, had to openly blame him.
保罗比他年轻的，他还必须在大众的面前来责备彼得。
And look at Peter.
你看彼得呢？
When he wrote Second Peter.
彼得写彼得后书的时候。
That was before his death.
是他死以前。
He said, "Our dear beloved Paul."
他说我们亲爱的弟兄保罗
，He wrote something with such intellect.
他写的东西是有这么样的智慧。
We cannot understand.
我们不能懂得。
But don't abuse it.
可是呢，你不要随自己的意思解释。
Because it is the word of God.
因为这是神的话。
That's Peter.
那就是彼得。
So brothers and sisters.
因此，弟兄姊妹
，Don't be discouraged.
不要泄气。
We need a time.
我们需要一个时间。
When in our failure, we are restored and strengthened.
当我们跌倒了、失败了，我们在那里被挽回、被加力量。
That the Lord is able to do whatever He wants with us.
好让主可以做随便他要做什么在我们身上。
Even to the very end.
一直到底。
So may the Lord help us.
所以求主帮助我们。
Let us press on.
让我们向前。
Dear Lord, we do pray that thy grace will take such hold upon us.
主啊，我们祷告，主啊，让你的恩典来实在抓住我们。
That we cannot but follow thee.
让我们不得不跟随你。
And follow thee.To the very end.
跟随你到底。
It is all thy mercy and grace.
都是你的怜悯，都是你的恩典。
There is nothing we can boast of.
没有一个我们可以夸口的。
We can only boast our Lord Jesus.
我们只有夸口我们的主耶稣。
In thy name, amen.
靠主耶稣基督的名祷告。Amen.